And we're back.
But do we ever really leave?
We never really leave.
I mean...
How are you, Teddy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I think the world's been in an interesting rut this week. I've seen a lot of posts where people are like, this week sucks. I'm over it.
Well, because we're all freezing to death.
I mean, it's not cold here.
It's freezing here.
Are you kidding me right now?
I hate it.
It's 70 degrees.
I literally can't go outside at night. I wake up like shivering and shaking. Now, mind you, I also sleep with the air conditioning on at 65.
You have told me on more than one occasion that you get so overheated at night because of your fur.
So here's the thing. It starts beginning of the night, overheat, furnace, I'm dying.
Yeah.
Then by morning, because since I've had the air conditioning on all night, shivering Antarctica polar bear.
Wow. I love the AC. I'll run myself into debt running the air happily. I love to put a blanket on in my apartment. I love it.
I mean, it's literally my only requirement for like where I live.
Yeah.
It has to have it.
Do you have a unit, a wall unit, or do you have central air?
This one's a wall unit.
Oh, I have central air. Perks wow. of the Valley. We found, my roommate and I found Valley merch. Somebody does Valley merch and we are so buying the sweatshirts.
What is Valley merch?
Just like merch that says like, you know, you buy a shirt that says West Hollywood on it.
I would never do that.
I know, because you live here. And it's like weird when you live in like a destination to like wear merch from it. But when you live in a place that people constantly make fun of and you're proud of it.
That is cute and kitschy.
It's cute and kitschy. People, I mean, if our listeners don't know, here's how LA is. There's LA, like DTLA, downtown LA, which like isn't like a downtown of a regular city. Like it's not like, well, it is hip and trendy, but it's also like not always the place to live. You
it's
know?
Hip, trendy, and methy.
It's hip, trendy, and that's a great way to describe it. It's like a little bit dangerous, but also cool and vibey. And then you have like Silver Lake, which is more like a hipster area. Then you have like West Hollywood, Beverly Hills, which is a little bit more uppity area.
Did you watch the documentary about Hotel Cecil?
No, but my roommate's obsessed with it.
It's terrifying. It's the hotel that's in downtown LA.
They renamed it because it was so haunted.
Yeah, but you know what's so crazy is like after I watched the documentary,
yeah.
I literally realized one time when I was like 20 or 22, I actually stayed with a friend there. Because like I, like as they're saying, they're like, so we rebranded it and we made the, like the entrance is very like young and fun.
Yeah.
And as they're showing pictures of it, I'm like, wait, I remember that. And I remember going to the room and being like, this place is a dump, like a meth alley just dying, decaying.
But the front looked so nice.
It was.
Yeah. That happens. Sometimes they'll remodel the front and not the rooms. And you get in your room, you're like, is this the right hotel?
Like, imagine if the front is a Target and your bedroom is a Marshall's.
Okay, so what we're not going to do in this podcast is slander Marshall's because I've had some great purchases there.
But Marshall's is definitely like a Mad Max hunt, fight for life, desert chaos.
Here's the thing. The front was like a Target and the room was like a small town off-brand gas station.
Marshall's.
Let's get on this topic before I end this podcast for good. I will live and die by a Marshall's and a TJ Maxx and a Home Goods. I love them.
I know. I've seen the stickers on in your bedroom.
Oh my God. On what?
You've had them on candles. I mean,
that's true. I know because their stickers are made so that you can't like easily peel them off. So you can't.
Which is so cruel. It's like they want to punish you. They're like, we know what you did. You shopped here.
No, it's so you can't take a sticker from something that's $3.99 and put it on something that's $40.99.
Okay, that makes more sense.
But
see, they don't even trust their own customers.
No, of course they don't. Because it's cheapies like me that go there. But also, it's the worst if you get someone a gift from there, because then you have to like glue gun the sticker off.
You just like flamethrow it.
It's horrible. Okay, anyway. On to our topic. Well, first of all, let's tell people what they're even listening to. This is Bear With Us, girl.
Girl.
I'm Scott Frenzel.
And I'm Teddy Bear.
Bear.
And here we go. Today we're talking about the wonderful world of body hair.
I'm going to briefly talking back to the Goo Gone.
Oh, go back to Goo Gone.
And involving hair. Did you see Did you see the Gorilla Glue girl?
Of course.
She finally got her hair like removed.
I know. They flew her out here to LA.
To Beverly Hills specifically.
To Beverly Hills. She got the star treatment.
Well, I posted on Twitter asking my followers, I was like, to go to the next level of fame, should I glue my hole shut?
I think you should.
I really think it'd be a smart career move.
Post it on OnlyFans. It'll be painful, but it's kind of like a small amount of pain for a lot of stardom. Here's my only problem as a content creator myself, and you're a content creator yourself as well. The issue with doing a stunt like that, not that this person did a stunt, because I believe it was authentic from everything I've
heard. I actually think, and because also she just recently, because her GoFundMe, where she like originally raised like $20,000 to pay for medical bills.
Yeah.
Since the doctor did it for free, she is donating all the GoFundMe money to one of his charities.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I trust. I think she just was very lucky that her situation did turn to a great thing.
Yeah.
Did you see the other guy that tried to copy off of her?
No.
So
there's always a copycat.
There's a copycat.
There's always a copycat.
And what's even almost even more sad is his didn't reach fame.
So he just glued himself together for nothing.
So he took a cup and decided, because he said, I think that girl's faking it. So I'm going to glue my lip shut and prove that I can like...
Oh my God, that sounds worse than hair.
So he glued a cup to his lips.
Oh my God.
And now it won't come undone.
And now he's in the hospital?
Yes.
Classic. Here's the thing, as a content creator myself, when you have a success, people expect the same... That's why they followed you, and they expect the same but different, you know, along the same vein. So if you do something like that, like, you can't recreate that. And you don't want your brand to be you constantly hurting yourself. Some people, they do that. But it becomes hard to, like, build a brand off of something, off of a viral moment like that.
I mean, she was, I think, it's a multitude of things that are lucky.
Yeah.
One, she's actually very pretty.
Yeah, for, she is.
She's 41, and I thought she was, like, 25.
Wow.
Two, if you look at her Instagram, she also can sing.
Well, there you go.
So it was like one of these things where, like, I understand why people were thinking she was faking it.
Yeah.
Because it was the greatest career move of her life.
Well, I love that for her. I hope people listen to her singing videos and enjoy them. And I hope that she's able to build the brand off of that.
But so that's what the other guy tried to copy off of. So he was a rapper.
Yeah.
He glued his lips shut and then also tried to show that he could still try and rap.
I'm disgusted and I haven't even seen this video.
And the most embarrassing part is like he only got like 300 or 500 more followers. Like, so like she got flown to Beverly Hills. She has a manager now. Like she has 1 million followers on Instagram. He's just in the hospital.
Like, well, that just goes to show you authenticity wins out.
Exactly. Where people were like, we literally just saw this last week.
And this talks all about our topic today of body hair. Because...
And being authentic to your true self.
I'm talking to the... I mean...
Inventor.
The resident. The inventor of body hair.
There was none before I came
there
to
was,
land.
You actually started body hair. How does that feel?
Well, I legally get a small percentage of money from everybody who grows body hair, so...
Wow. You probably make more than the U.S. government, then. Do you even tax the billionaires?
Yes.
Well, Jeff Bezos doesn't have hair, does he?
I don't want to know.
You know... These guys have so much money. You could hire the best trainer in the world. You could hire the best chef in the world. You could have absolutely delicious food that would be filled with protein. And I feel like their bodies are still so... I mean, look.
But also, listen to what you're saying. They're the richest people in the world. When you're that wealthy, people are going to look at you the exact same way they look at a fitness model.
That's true.
Because literally, they're going to be like, you're a trillionaire. I can make believe that you have abs.
Well, that's true. Maybe that just goes to show you don't need a good body, you just need money.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like, it's not that you're ugly, it's that you're poor.
You're poor and you have to choose. Pick a lane. That's horrible. If you love yourself, nothing else matters. Right? Anyway, moving on to our topic today. For once, I prepared a list of questions for you as our resident...
first question.
Body hair expert.
Why?
First question, why? First question, well...
First what, question?
I mean, being your personal friend, I do know a little bit about your journey with your body hair. But for the audience, I'm assuming you didn't come out of the womb with covered in hair. You don't have werewolf syndrome, whatever.
I don't know if I do or something, just because I started beginning puberty very, very young.
Yeah.
And I've gone through multiple puberties.
Well, there... Yeah.
Which apparently is, like, normal.
It is.
Where, like, up until it's age 24 is when you'll have like your last final puberty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what kept happening is I kept getting...
Oh my God, did I just have mine?
Yeah, how old are you?
25.
Yeah.
I don't think I had it yet. Maybe I did. Actually, no, I definitely did. Wow.
You're a man. And then your final, I think your final, like, the end is at age 27, because that's when your metabolism is officially, it's gone.
Sure. Yeah, no, my body definitely carries weight differently and distributes. It definitely makes more use of protein, I would say. I don't have as much difficulty gaining muscle as I used to, but it also, you know, I guess it thinks I'm going into the winter of my life and we may need a little extra cushion to get through that. Yes,
that's exactly what it is. It's like your body will be easier for you to like pack on muscle, mm-hmm. but it also is now storing for winter when you have French fries for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Well, I did have a bagel today, so a little bit different.
Bagels are sadly like the worst thing ever. I love them.
Don't say that to me. Haven't I gone through enough?
Like an everything bagel is everything, but it's full of everything.
I love bagels. If I had to pick one food to eat for the rest of my life, it would probably be a bagel with cream cheese. If I could only choose one. That's just who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's creamy, it's cheesy, it's holy, it's everything I like. Well, back here I am all over the place today, getting on the bagel topic. What am I doing? So you didn't come out of the womb with hair, maybe. Maybe you did, with full coverage body hair.
Yeah, no, I didn't start getting, like, furry until, like, around, like, I would say, like, 12 is when it started.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, when you're that age, like, you don't really understand why. Because, like, you've already kind of been told, like, it's gross, it's weird.
Yeah.
And it also does look gross. No offense, but, like, it does look gross and weird when you're that age.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, odd. You look like a child still.
Yeah.
But you have, like, man features kind of throughout your body.
Yeah.
So that's when I started, like, discovering... I didn't even razor first. I discovered Veet. Because my sister... Veet is the paste that you put on your body and it just burns your body hair.
So, like, Nair?
Yeah.
Ooh. I've never done it. I've heard it's extremely painful.
It is. And I would steal my sister's Nair and Veet and just cover my body in it.
I have to say, too, I don't mean to stop you. And also, wow, that sounds horrible. I think women, I'm really down for women embracing body hair more. I hate this like trend that like a woman can't have any hair on her body. I think that's just like...
I mean, I just think it's, I think these trends of saying like what you can and can't have, that's the thing that I think is weird.
Yeah.
Because like, again, like, and I, because sometimes people get confused thinking that like, I hate smooth people.
Right.
Which is, I'm not declaring war on smooth people.
Teddy bear's begun the war on chunks. Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I'm declaring war on being told that literally there is a box of this level of body hair is okay, this level is not.
Yeah.
And if you fall out of either or the lines, you're going to be fined or punished.
Right.
Like.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think, and there's certain places, going back to men or masculine presenting people, the places that you're, there's like places you're allowed to have hair and places you're allowed not to, and the amount that you're allowed to have.
It's, and that is the weirdest thing is like why there are locations. So like, okay, we've accepted you can have hair, but here are, you can choose on this menu of where to have it. But if you reach in this area, alarm goes off. And if you dare have shoulder hair or God forbid you have back hair, you're going to be shot on sight.
Yeah, you're over. You're canceled. The end. Your career's over.
It's just, it's so fascinating. These like spots where it's okay and it's not okay. These result in some of the most interesting shaving patterns.
Yeah.
I've seen guys do. Like there's the sports bra.
This not, oh, Teddy, I have to tell you, I've done all of them.
So to our viewers, the sports bra is when you shave off all of your abs. And your shoulders in like a tank top line.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to give the appearance of bigger pecs, but it just gives you a hairy sports bra.
You have a hairy sports bra. It's so bad. And I've done it. And as someone that's done it and experienced, there's a picture of me at the beach and I did it. And I accept myself for who I was before and I'm proud of myself for how I've grown.
And here's the thing is that like, it doesn't look good, honestly, really on anybody.
No.
On people that have like a perfect rip six pack, it looks like okay. But that's somebody who has like shredded, no body fat, nothing.
Yeah.
When we put it on regular guys, that's when it starts to look like Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, no. Well, and then the other one is the pantsuit, which your,
yes,
your famous episode with Miss Trixie and Katya was named a pantsuit fur.
When you see the guys that literally shave their whole back to the top of their butt line and just like a straight line, yeah, and like they just pulled up pants of fur.
Yeah.
It's so...
Who made this norm? Like, where did this come from? Of like, this is what's accepted. I guess...
I think it happens because, like, when guys are, like, ashamed of their back hair,
yeah,
they realize, all right, I have to shave it off, but then they realize, like, well, where do I stop?
Yeah.
And I think the lesson they're supposed to learn is, by the way, like, they're technically not supposed to even really do it. Like, your body is doing this for a reason.
Right.
It's part of growing up and being a man is that, like, your body does just poof out fur.
Yeah. No, it's true. And I respect your embrace the fur mantra.
Mm-hmm.
I will say for myself, my body has decided that it doesn't want to necessarily be equivalent in where all of its hair comes in.
I do feel bad for some guys that like it's very sporadic.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I'm over here.
Yeah. I have a patch on my back left side that's very thick. And I'm sure if I researched it, there's a reason for it. But it's
like tea leaves.
It's like a weird little...
telling you your fortune.
Right. It's like a weird little wing. Like I'm not in my cherub stage yet. So usually I'll get rid of that because it... And also its way of curving down makes me look larger, like a vertical stripe, horizontal stripe kind of thing.
Both back hair.
Yeah. And my back hair is not... I love yours because it's even. Mine is not.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, until you decide that you want to like, until you're fully in body.
Until you have a plan coming on.
Yeah. Until you've got a real plan for this and it's not so wishy-washy. I want a full business proposal of how I'm going to have back hair and then I'll consider keeping this. But for the meantime, I'm very flexible and I can get rid of it on my own. So at this point in my life, I do.
Well, and that's honestly how my journey to accepting started was... It just kept getting more and more and more. And like, I have a lot.
Yeah.
So then I would have to be super flexible. And then like, it was getting to the point where I would have to like dislocate my shoulder, push myself up against like a wall, try and like get extensions on top of extensions of razor blades.
You were training for Cirque du Soleil, trying to shave your own body.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. The reason why back then I did yoga was so that I could shave my back.
That would be an interesting class if it was a back shaving yoga class.
And I can't do it now.
No. Your arms are massive.
So from weightlifting, I literally can't.
You have no shoulder mobility, I'm sure.
I would basically get like a fourth of the way and then just be stuck.
And that looks even worse.
Yeah.
Forget the pantsuit.
It's like a runway of fur.
A runway of fur. Perfect for any fashion designs you want to do, you know? There you go. You just tape them on your back.
But I used to do the leggings of fur.
Uh-huh.
So I would shave all my butt, shave my thigh, but never shave my calves because I thought that was girly at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that to me was girly.
That was the issue.
But meanwhile, at that age, I was also shaving my whole. That wasn't girly.
Oh, God.
But shaving my calves, that's too feminine.
How old were you?
This is like when I was like 15.
Were you dating the DJ at the underground gay bar yet?
No, I was hooking up with the state trooper at this time.
You've never told us about this.
Oh, I thought I did.
No. Do you mind telling us more?
I mean, we could share it. I mean, he may get arrested because this is pedophilia.
Oh, I forgot you were a child. It was a different time. It was the backwoods of Pennsylvania.
I mean, I was 15. He was 32.
Okay, let's go on a different topic. We don't need any criminal charges coming from our podcast today. Oh, boy.
And you know what's even crazier, too, is that I introduced him to my parents, and my parents said, that's a cop. You should hang out more with him so we know that you're safe.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Ooh. He taught me how to drive a car.
Well, there you go. Anything I say after this, I feel like could be used against me. So I'm going to just move. More questions I have for you about fur. Well, let's talk beards for a second. You have a great beard.
Thank you.
I want to point out if you're only listening to us right now, which you probably are, check out Teddy's Instagram, Mr. Teddy Burger. Great beard. And I would be happy to bring up some of the grooming Here's the thing. I can't handle an unkept beard. This sounds so advertising right now. I embrace the fur, but please trim your beard.
Well, the thing is, I think a lot of people don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
Is that it's... The thing I tell people is if you're trying to maintain your beard and you want to grow it bigger, but make it look good.
Yeah.
Start to think of it as shrubbery. Mm-hmm. And think of your beard as 3D. Because too many times when they grow bigger, they just let it go wild.
Yeah.
And then when they try and trim it, they just trim it to the skin and they end up losing the whole beard.
Yeah.
So like to guys out there, they're trying to grow their beard longer, but still make it look good. Grow it out, then tame it down, and then trim it and shape it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a sculpture.
Like a sculpture.
Yeah.
Like you could put it in the Broad Museum.
Exactly.
Next to the Coons balloon animal sculpture.
An art pop?
In art pop.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know, he did that, and he has a statue at the Broad, a permanent. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Like he, of course, I'm literally telling Teddy Bear, who is an artist, like, do you know this? This is one artist I know. Yeah. Well, okay. So people ask me sometimes, one, how do you make your beard more full? I have no answer. I think it's just.
So you can't.
Yeah.
And I try and tell this to everybody as humanly possible because every single thing you see on Instagram mainly.
Yeah.
Trying to sell you something to grow your beard fuller.
Yeah.
Is a lie.
Yeah. You have hair follicles that are pretty much set, right?
And what bothers me is like when I try and tell this to people, I literally will say this like verbatim and they'll be like, okay, I'm buying it. And I'll be like, you didn't listen to me.
Yeah.
You cannot. There is only one physical thing you can do to make yourself grow more of a beard.
What is it?
Only one thing.
What is it?
Testosterone.
Well, there you go.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because you can do that. And if you've. It basically would be equivalent of if you have almost like dormant beard hairs under there, testosterone is the only thing that can make it basically grow and come alive.
I mean, that makes sense because I have a couple trans friends that transitioned from exactly. female to male.
And that's why they've been able to then all of a sudden they have a full beard.
Right.
It's because testosterone.
Yeah.
Outside of that, there's nothing else. Those little pinwheel needles things, they're supposed to like poke you a little bit and wake up a beard.
Yeah.
It's not Sleeping Beauty who's just like, oh, hi.
Hi, I didn't see you. I'm so sorry. Was I supposed to come out 6 years ago when you were 14?
Oh, you saw me putting makeup on. I'm just not even ready.
There is, I will say though, if you want the facade a little bit, there are makeup products, special sponges and stuff that make it look like you have more hair than you do.
So with those things, they do work.
Yeah.
But they're better if you are used to using makeup or an artist.
Sure.
Because those are also very easy to overdo and look like you just took a permanent marker to your face.
Not the permanent marker.
Yeah.
Like you're at a fifth grade sleepover and you fell asleep first. Now you've got the goatee.
Honestly, the only thing I would recommend to people is your beard has like patches, I would look into getting microblading.
Uh-huh.
Which is when you get your small beard hairs tattooed on.
Yeah.
So that works because that gives the illusion they're small enough and it's done by professionals.
Sure. There you go. But then you can never shave.
Exactly. Because if you do, then you'd all of a sudden just have like a...
an odd little patch.
Yeah.
It's a choice.
But I'm never going to shave.
Yeah. Well, so for you, I mean, but you don't even need it. You've got hair out the wazoo.
Well, because I shaved my beard off like 2 years ago. And I looked like a sick baby.
I went a four fade on my razor the other day, and this is the least I've ever had in a long time. I kind of like it.
Yeah, but it looks good on you, and that's short enough.
Yeah.
Any further would be like, it's gone.
Beards are magical because, one, they contour the male face a little bit, so your face looks a little thinner, especially in the quarantine when I fell in love with a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
And you could just keep drawing on a jawline.
Yeah, and then you can shape your own little jawline.
I love that about beards. You can just be like, oh, I'm thin now.
All of a sudden I'm thin. It hides a double chin a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They're magical.
They really are.
They really, it's contouring, like drag queen contouring.
Really is. Can do sharper cheekbones.
Mm-hmm. Only love for the beard. Do you use any like beard oil or any lotion? Like, what do you do?
I make my own, remember?
Yeah, but this was my intro to telling you.
Oh.
This is my way of casually being like, do you want to plug your products real quick?
No, that's very sweet. No, yeah, I always just make my own, just because for so many years I would buy ones that were just like greasy or didn't do anything or make me break out.
Yeah.
So then I finally was just like, screw it. I'm going to research and only use the products that are good for my skin mm-hmm. and smell good.
Yeah.
And I literally will never buy another beard thing again. Because now I'm like, well, I'll just make it myself.
There you go. And Teddy Bear is so kind to share his magical products.
With you guys.
With you.
It's called Teddy Beard. You can buy it at teddybearusa.com.
Teddy Bear is the king. I mean, I've said this before, but you're the JoJo Siwa of gay porn stars. Because everything's branded. Speaking of, and also along the lines of hair, you were recently nominated for... Best Bear, right?
I thought this was going to be about JoJo Siwa. I was like, what does she have to do with body hair?
Here's the thing about JoJo Siwa, though. I did see her at my favorite coffee shop with a girl, and I just assumed they were friends. But I may have seen her with her girlfriend long before anyone knew.
Have you seen... You should go look up, because she posted a picture of her girlfriend now.
Yeah. No, I know. And I don't remember who I saw her with. And they were wearing masks and everything, so I don't know. But could have been. I could have broke the story to TMZ. What the F?
I have a feeling... I could be completely wrong, but like I have a feeling she's going to start releasing a little bit more mature music.
I don't want to say proud of her, because I don't think the alternative was a bad route to go. But, you know, Miley Cyrus, who I adore, had a very public contrast between her old persona and her new persona.
Mm-hmm.
When it was the Can't Be Tamed era was the like little baby transition. And then she really blew it wide open when she went short blonde hair, We Can't Stop, smoking weed, you know, all of it. Love it. But it was a very stark contrast. JoJo, I feel like, has had, I mean, she's almost 18. So it's, you know, how long can you be like, hey guys, I'm JoJo, blah, 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 blah. For, you know, at a point you're 25, it's kind of feels inauthentic.
Well, exactly. Like that's why I think this coming out was a good thing, because like, one, it inspired like the younger people to feel, you know, like we have a person to look up to.
Yeah.
But two, it also got rid of some of her base
mm-hmm.
that are very like, you need to be a toddler the rest of your life.
She shed the skin a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, that's why I'm saying, like, I have a feeling her next music she's going to have, I don't think it's going to be like her being like, fuck my pussy.
It's not going to be called Short Fingernails and Campers.
Yeah, JoJo Siwa fingering your face.
Her Reputation era.
Yes.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah, no, I feel like she's, I mean, her team and, you know, I have to give her credit too. I feel like she has really made all the right moves. I mean, she came from Dance Moms. It was, you know, she wasn't plucked onto like even a Disney show where you're kind of set on a track to be a star.
Mm-hmm.
Like she really made her own way.
I mean, there's two different track paths for like Honey Boo Boo and
yeah, I know. There you go.
Wait, yeah. Honey Boo Boo wasn't on Dance Moms.
No, Honey Boo Boo was, Honey Boo Boo had
Toddlers and Tiaras,
her own show, but yeah, Toddlers and Tiaras, which was hot and really just vanished. But anyway, back to your body. So you use your own beard bombs. Incredible. What is it?
What? Teddy Beard.
Teddy Beard. There you go. Yeah, I find when I'm a little dehydrated, my beard gets a little itchy, but usually if I'm well hydrated, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I always condition it too. Just like in the shower, just like I do with my head hair.
Now I want to ask you a question, because I know that you trim and maintain your body.
Away, yeah.
Do you trim down there?
Yes.
How much though?
I don't look like a 12-year-old.
What age do you think you look like? What age is your bush?
I look like a perfect 19, a perfect manicured 19.
Okay.
No, I don't want it to look like unkept and unruly. I know that that's one of your...
I mean, mine...
I've seen the comments.
Mine looks like the 70s porno dad that's going to, like, ask you to stay after practice.
I love that. Hey, you just turned 18, right?
Right. Right to me.
I got a couple extra moves I want to show you in my office.
Boom, chicka, boom.
Not that. Boom, chicka, boom. Not the old porn music. Iconic. Iconic. Oh, one day I want to release a music video that's just like all these old porn tropes in a montage style, like Charlie XCX's 1999 video.
That could be good.
That would be really good.
Yeah.
That's like second album.
I support that.
Thank you. Whenever like I can do those kind of things and like off put a couple people and it's okay. Yeah, well, that's what I do. I also do. I hate to admit it here, but I do trim my. I've been trimming my chest and kind of trying out new patterns and see what works best for me. I sometimes, because I'm not as muscly as Teddy Bear, I don't like it, I can look. I have no definition with too much hair.
So are you able to? But are you able to shave and make it look like definition?
I mean, I don't like. I don't have like a stencil.
So, because I've seen some guys do that before and like it's been bad where they literally take the razor and they just shave off one, two, three, four, five, six squares.
No.
That's very Mariah Carey getting painted on abs.
That's, I used to, somewhere I saw Go-Go's. I can't remember where.
Oh, no, I worked with them before.
Were they airbrush?
No, so
the abs?
That actually does exist. But
here's the thing. Don't feel bad about yourself. When you look in the mirror in your bathroom at night and you look at yourself, do not compare yourself to these images you've seen because they are nowhere near true.
So the Go-Go that I thought you were talking about, he would take before a shift, he had a big old belly.
Yeah.
But he would then suck it in tight, take a big makeup stick.
Yeah.
Draw quickly on like six lines.
Incredible.
And then breathe out. But the problem was throughout the night as he's working and sweating and feeling himself, he would start to move them.
Oh, no.
So it'd be like a Picasso of abs, like one would be over here.
Oh, a Picasso of abs. Incredible.
And I also just never understood why he was doing it because I'm like, we were dancing at the Eagle.
Yeah.
So I'm like, the Eagle, like, you don't need a six pack. You should have just kept that like dad bod.
Yeah, the Eagle loves a dad bod, and so do I. I actually get a little off put about too like perfect of a body,
especially just because like I would say like I only get off of it, not off of it. I get off put from it sometimes because then you feel like you can't eat around them.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to shame anyone for being hot today.
No, yeah. That's not why. You're going to punish somebody for being a perfect six-pack.
Yeah, like, no. But I agree. If I was going to date somebody seriously that their body was perfect, I would have, I feel like even if they weren't, telling me, wow, you're eating McDonald's right now, I would feel shame because of the...
I mean, well, then that's if you take it that far, that's a little bit, that's more on you. Because that's your own insecurities. You can't... As long as they're not judging, as long as they're not saying like, hey, you can't eat McDonald's.
Right. No, it's fair. That's probably me projecting my insecurity on somebody.
Yeah.
But.
Although I do need to date somebody who will tell me, stop eating McDonald's.
You can just get a trainer. Or a nanny. There you go. But yeah, we love a dad bod. Oh, but okay. So I do trim, but here's what I do. Because sometimes my chest hair gets too long and it's hardly chest, it's also belly, it's everywhere. I'll trim it because if it gets too long, it does the same thing with my back where it hides any definition I do have, and I do have some, and it'll start to move down in a way, like it'll point downwards in a way that makes me look very rotund.
Okay.
When I am a little, but not nearly as much as I'm made to look.
You don't want like runway light up arrows pointing down, no, blinking.
Exactly. That's what it looks like. I'm like, I'm not the exit sign on the airplane. Follow the lights to find your path out. No, that's not me. So usually I'll leave a little
happy trail.
I'll leave a happy trail.
I love a happy trail.
I'll leave a little right above the waistline to give you kind of a sprinkle of what's below.
What's coming?
Of what's coming. Come? And then I'll trim the sides to like a two.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll fade it into my chest so that I don't have a sports bra.
Okay, I like that. I like that routine you have.
That's my routine. That's all I have to say about it. It works for me right now. It's hard though. You gotta really you really have to practice.
Do you have to do anything for your butt?
I just kind of leave it alone. It's not.
Yours is. It's not crazy.
Maybe I'll trim it every 2 months or so, because it does. It'll get really long, and then it's just like kind of the. It just is hard to like. I don't know what to say.
No, I know what you're saying.
I'm blushing.
It's hard to try and take care of that one because, like, that's also another reason why I gave up on trimming there.
Yeah.
It's hard to see where you're doing or how it's going there.
Yeah. Again, it's like I'd have to learn special yoga, Cirque du Soleil style, have a mirror.
I mean, that's something I guess you could, like, ask your partner, but It does feel weird to like bend over and be like, hey, babe, do you mind giving me a fade?
Do you want to give me a fresh fade down there, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not for the best. Well, another question I had for you is, you are Teddy Bear, and your brand is so built on your beautiful body hair. Do you ever feel a little...
Yes.
do you know what I'm about to say?
A little stuck being hairy?
Yeah. Like,
yes. Only in the sense of I'm very much an Aries, mm-hmm. and I don't like being told what to do.
Yeah.
So a lot of the times people will say compliments, well, they'll say, I love your hair. You are never allowed to shave that.
Yeah.
As soon as somebody says that, I'm like, well, now I want to go shave it.
Yeah, and I understand it's well-intentioned, but...
I don't like when... And I'll have people tell me, like, if you ever shave, like, I'm going to unsubscribe. And I get it, but again, like... When somebody tells me that, I'm like, well, now I want to protest. And
yeah, exactly. You can't, like... Well, Katy Perry said this on her interesting witness era.
About body hair?
No, not about body hair, but about Katy Perry. She started to see a divergence between who Catherine Hudson, what's her real name, and Katy Perry was.
Mm-hmm.
And she started to resent looking like Katy Perry with the iconic black hair. And everything like that. And that was a big reason why she got the shortcut and went blonde. Because she did change. I mean, she changed her hair all the time.
Yeah.
Especially in the Teenage Dream.
But it was all wigs. And this was the first time she actually had real hair.
Yeah.
And what sucks, though, is people hated it.
And a lot, you know, there were so many comments of like, bring back the black hair.
Yeah.
And I could see, you know, as we mentioned before, like, maybe Katy Perry doesn't read all the comments because she's Katy Perry. But, you know, your average C-list and below person... They read your messages and they read your comments.
Yeah, and we read your hate messages.
We read them all and it hurts.
And yeah, it's like, guess what? As much as confidence as we try to exude,
yeah.
We think about that shitty thing you said to us a lot.
It's crazy. You read a hate comment. You could read 100 great comments. You're so funny. I love this, blah, blah, blah. You read one hate comment and you're like, well, I guess I'm poop.
And literally, you're like, that comment will stick with you for life. Yeah. You could be having the greatest day of your life at Disney World, and all of a sudden you're remembering Kyle TKY977 who commented, you're fat, you should kill yourself.
Yeah, and you just jump off the roller coaster at that point.
Yeah, you're like, you know what? He was right.
He's like, boom. Please don't jump off roller coasters. But yeah, no, the one that bothers me that I get a lot is like people say, I love how confident you are. Especially when I would show off my body on social media before, and I would
you're so brave.
Yeah, you're so brave. Amy Schumer said this. She's like, that's the worst thing you could say. You don't tell hot people how brave they are for showing their bodies off. You only tell that to people you don't find attractive.
Like, wow, you have a lot of balls.
Yeah, I've got six. Yeah, I mean, I have felt stuck in that same way.
Mm-hmm.
And I've kind of transitioned into being more of a comedy figure, which I really enjoy, and an acting figure. I found that if I was going to continue what I was doing on Instagram, where I was like doing hot, sexy body pics, I realized that the only way that can really go is porn.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I need to switch it up because there's not really a clear path of what I want to do from where I am now.
And I love how when you decided to start wearing clothes, it was only from the 90s.
And then I didn't have any other clothes. I hadn't worn clothes in so long. I was like, oh, I got to break out the 1990 closet. Yeah, literally wear like college sweatshirts.
Yes.
And 90s clothes. The college sweatshirts because they're comfortable. 90s clothes.
That's literally the only two looks I ever see you in.
That's very
is like
accurate.
Going to class, even though you're not in class.
Yeah, this is what I used to wear to college.
Or going for a jog, even though you don't jog.
Sometimes I jog.
Okay.
It's been a while.
And you did go to college.
I went to college.
So these are both.
I have a degree. Have I used it? Eh. Great question. Do you have anything else about body? I mean, we've got some time. Don't leave us yet, dear listeners. But is there anything I haven't asked that you want to bring up about it?
Oh, I mean, I think I've talked about this before on here.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly forget some of the things we talk about.
Yeah.
The one thing I don't like that there is still the misconception is that body hair is for some reason dirty.
Yeah.
Because like even like advertisements for like shaving,
mm-hmm.
their headline is literally, don't you want to feel clean? Don't you want to look clean?
Yeah.
why are you fucking dirty, you disgusting whore?
Piglet.
Yeah. I don't know why people associate it with being dirty. Like, I even remember there was a while back on Facebook, there was this article going around being like, having a beard is the same as walking around with giant feces on your face.
Oh my God.
I'm not lying.
Well, like, I've done both, and I have to say.
Because the article was like, because your beard can contain all these contaminants, it basically exaggerated to that.
Do they not bathe? Have they heard of bathing?
Exactly. And I'm like, also with that same logic, your whole body is covered in those same contaminants too.
Yeah.
So like, you're like saying, okay, you have to shave, but then you also need to take off your eyelashes, all the hair on your head, yeah. Like your skin.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're wearing skin, that's so last season.
But like, this was back when, cause like it now at least is trendy. It's still trendy to have a beard.
Yeah.
Although I did recently see a fashion magazine that said 90s are back and so is the perfectly waxed manicure body.
Oh God.
And I was like, oh God, we're now about to be told again.
If you don't look like a Macy's mannequin,
yes,
you're not in style.
If you don't look like a wet seal,
then you're not happening. A polar bear.
I just don't understand why it's considered dirty to have something that's normal. Just like how you're saying, like, why is it considered, like, gross beyond belief for a girl to have arm hair or armpit hair when they're supposed to?
Yeah, that's literally natural.
Like, that actually does still weird me out, that, like, why is it so considered, like, because, like, I can get,
yeah.
I can embrace being hairy and there's right. a subset that accept that.
Right.
But for a girl to try and do that, that's even harder.
Oh, yeah. And I have to commend women that do shave, because it's like, when if I shave down to the skin, I rarely do,
mm-hmm.
because it's so hard to, like,
it breaks out so easily
and it, like, it hurts when it comes right back in. It, like, I don't like the feeling.
Now, I think of women, it's a little bit easier because I don't think their hair is as coarse.
Sure, that makes sense.
So I don't,
yeah, usually, yeah,
yeah,
typically.
But like, I remember even back when Angelina Jolie,
my hair's like a fucking tree trunk, each follicle.
Yeah. Like, I remember back.
It's a redwood.
I remember back when Angelina Jolie, like, wasn't shaving her armpits,
mm-hmm.
and the headlines were, "Is she having a mental breakdown?"
Yeah, like, what?
Right? They're like, "Is she crazy? Should she put in an insane asylum?"
This one's falling off the deep end. She's a danger to society. She has armpit hair.
She's lost the plot.
My God. Yeah, I don't. It's. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why it's not normal. It's
I remember as a kid also being told it was weird, and like, I remember my parents taught me this very weird thing of, they would always say that, like, if a girl does that, it's like a stinky Frenchman.
What?
Which you're like, that's really offensive looking back on that.
Sure. Well, yeah.
But that's our parents, not their generation.
Yeah, I had something profound to say, but I've lost my train of thought. It left the station.
You don't have that choo-choo anymore?
Without me. I don't have the juju.
The choo-choo.
The choo-choo. Choo-choo.
Nope, the train of thought.
It left and I wasn't on it. No dramatic running past the train deal for me. It was something about, it's back.
Oh, thank God.
It came back for me. It's kind of the argument of things that are natural,
mm-hmm.
you know, where they'll, like, there's the argument against homosexuality to say, and I hate to even validify it by calling it an argument because it's wildly invalid. So take this with a grain of salt. But people that say, like, oh, it's not natural.
Yes.
And then, you know, we look at all these species of animals that exhibit homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you can say, like, hey, this is happening in other creatures. Like, it's natural.
Yeah.
But I just think of this, like, this argument of what's natural is so weird. Because, like, I don't know.
I think I just want to know, like, when did it start? Because, like, obviously, as human beings, like, both men and women have armpit hair.
Yeah.
So if we both have it,
right,
and almost every single kid born will have it,
yeah,
wouldn't that mean that it's natural?
Well, exactly.
Like, so I don't.
It's, but then just, I also think of this, and this is not talking about body hair, but talking about this, like, why is tradition upheld as, like, the way things should be sometimes?
Yeah.
When innovation has, you know.
Well, I think tradition is upheld because people fear change.
Yeah.
That's why.
That's fair.
So it takes a lot of people to start saying, like, hey, you can do something different.
Yeah.
So it has to have people who are brave enough to be like, no, like, yeah, we don't have to do that.
I wonder if one time it was, like, taboo for women to shave, or anyone to shave.
I just don't think it, I don't even know why it even started.
When did shaving start? Who took a tiny little blade and said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get rid of all this shit.
Well, I mean, it obviously had to start a while ago, because, like, I mean, back in the day, men would just use knives against their faces.
Yeah, you're right.
And so were women taking a knife just the armpit and just slitting their pits?
We are not historians on this podcast, that's for sure. You know, I have a hankering that it had something to do with the Puritans, because I feel like so much of our society and the way that we view, yes, men and women has been determined by colonial Puritanism.
You're right. It probably had to do something where someone along the line, it was probably like one guy who couldn't grow a beard was pissed off and was like, you know what? God says it's sinful to have beards on your face.
Yeah, the Napoleon complex for beards, basically. He's like, if I can't have one, nobody can. He was selling, what was it called when they sold tickets to heaven?
Wait, what?
The Catholics. Yeah, like back in the 1400s or something.
Did they really do that?
Yeah.
That's so shitty.
Yeah, they were selling tickets to heaven. It was called like indulgence or something? Not
Okay, it wasn't advertised as like a ticket to heaven.
No, it was like basically like, give the church your worldly money now, and you'll be rewarded with
heaven. It back in heaven.
Yeah.
Wow.
Baby, it's been a scam for a long time.
Damn.
Yeah.
And these are like poor people being like, I mean, I gotta pay it because it's for eternity.
Yeah, it wasn't a necessity necessarily. Like, you could still get into heaven without having this golden ticket, but it gave you...
But you probably would have to wait when you get there.
Yeah.
It's a fast pass.
You have to... It was a Disney fast pass. It was a Disney band. Did you see a video the other day on TikTok of a woman that has an RFC chip in her arm, and she put her Disney fast pass data on it?
No.
Or her... it's called a magic band. So, like, she has, like, the poor worker. She's like, scan my arm. And he does. And she's like, isn't that cool? And he's like, it's certainly efficient. Which was the polite way of saying, lady, you're crazy. Yeah.
I mean, that's a polite way of him being like, so we're actually going to be changing this to next year to a different format.
Well, yeah. Like, people have said they're like, yeah, this probably won't last that long.
Yeah. I was like, so lady, you now are just going to have these barcodes being like, yeah, thanks, Disney.
I mean, I don't want to get into biohacking today because, you know... Body hair to biohacking.
Oh, that would be a good topic to talk about.
Yeah, we'll probably do it. But it is a whole, you know, I'll have to research a little bit so I can.
Would you ever get like a chip inside you for your ID?
I don't understand what's so horrible about wearing something. Like, I would definitely have it on a watch, like an Apple Watch.
No, but I'm saying, like, would you get
it? I know what you're talking about, yeah. Like implanted. But I don't understand why we have to like break that barrier.
That's a really good point. You're like, okay, why? A watch can be right above the skin. Why do I need to go inside my skin?
Right, exactly. Like, what's so much more convenient?
Because they're like, well, what if you forget your watch?
Then I won't have my ID with me.
Yeah, you're like, I don't have to always be somewhere.
I mean, there is a lot to be said about, like, the little robots, the micro-robots that would detect, like, cancer and stuff before, you know, you could do it with a regular screening. We'll get into this on another topic. There's a lot. I took a whole class on it in college. It's very fascinating. There's a fierce debates on either side.
I mean, I feel like it's going to happen whether we want to or not.
Yeah, well, then you have to think about,
that's the only reason why I think I would accept it is just, I'm like, ugh, it's a losing battle.
There's a lot to be said for if people, this is so off topic, if people live really long lives, if people start to, you're able to live, let's say, up to 500.
Oh my God, no. Why would you want that?
Well, there's fierce debate on either side. We'll have to dissect this.
Like, I think I want to die at like 70.
Think about, ew, that's so early, really?
You think that's early?
Yeah.
No, you're right, because my mom's 60, and like in 10 years, she's not going to be much different. Okay, I'm ready to die at 90 is a good age.
That's such a jump. That's so much, 20 years later, 2 decades later.
Okay, fine. I'll split down the middle. 80. Yeah. I die.
I want to be 6,000.
Well, you want to like live.
Yeah, this present life is really, I feel like I hit the lottery.
Oh. Wow.
I don't want to lose it.
No, I want to die and like possibly be reincarnated. I don't know if I want to come back.
What, if you had to choose what you would come back as?
I mean, I think if I were going to come back, I still would be coming back as a person, but yeah. I don't want to come back.
Well, you know, a lot of different religions say that you there's kind of like a scale. Yeah. Of like, you know, your early lives are animal and then you kind of, then human. You wouldn't go backwards, but it's, you know, I love a theory where it's like you get to, you kind of get to choose what you come back as, which would mean we chose this. Oh boy.
Well, supposedly you do choose because you want to solve something that you didn't solve in the last life. So you choose something to challenge you.
Yeah.
So like you actually willingly choose a life of struggle, which that's a hard thing to compromise to comprehend where you're like, I wanted to struggle.
Sure.
And that's the truth is that your soul did to want to get to a next level.
It's a beautiful theory. So I'd have to come back as an ogre because I've had such a, I've lived such a,
pretty, well, you're perfect now.
A pretty privileged life. I mean, what struggle did I choose here? I can't find it. I'm just kidding. I have a, you know.
Maybe you chose the struggle of dealing with body hair.
There you have it. And I said, I want to live in early 2010s or the 2010s when body hair is not in season and I want to be hairied up.
And I want to be out of season.
And I want to be out of season.
I want to be like Marshalls, out of season.
Oh my God. This is the last episode then. Well, thank you for joining us. We will see you next Thursday. I'm Scott Frenzel. You can find me on TikTok at Scott.Frenzel, Instagram at Scott.Frenzel, Twitter, whatever you want.
And I am Teddy Bear. You can find me on Instagram at Mr. Teddy Bear Gurr or on Twitter as the XXX Teddy Bear.
Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next Thursday.